Hello, hello. Welcome to Live with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
It's that time of the month again.
Yes,
or
is it
that time of the week?
It's not that time of the week.
It's that time of the week for us girls.
And depending on my hormones and all that stuff, it seems like it comes, my monthly flow comes faster and faster. Or sometimes it's just non-existent. You're like, well, I guess there it is.
Well, there we are.
There we are.
The first minute of the show, and we're already talking about
and
hormonals
flow.
and flow.
Well, you know what? We're coaches. You're a psychotherapist.
That's a good reason.
and you know what? Because people need to be coached up on this stuff.
Yeah.
And coached. Like, listen, life is hard. Life is crazy.
Really?
And
really?
It's easy.
Life's hard?
Yeah. It's not. It's easy.
Did you tell anybody we're mother and daughter?
No, but we are mother and daughter. Yeah. And this show is not scripted.
This show is not scripted. And you know what? I
am barely planned.
Sick and tired of Netflix trying to get us to get our comedy special. Once more, we turned them down, and then they had to get Ray Romano.
Exactly.
But I enjoyed it.
Yes.
He's not as funny as us.
No.
But you know, I enjoyed him.
I didn't laugh out loud, but I enjoyed myself.
Right.
I'm like, oh, he's sweet.
Yeah.
It's his show.
Yeah.
What I thought was great was this. The first thing you said to me was, oh, he has horse teeth like your father.
I'm sorry that I call it horse teeth.
I don't know why you do. It's not horse teeth.
It's not, but it's just in this day and age.
Yes.
Anybody that's like, you know, 50, something like that or over.
Yeah.
And has perfect teeth.
Perfect teeth.
I'm sorry, it's not their own. They're not their own. I'm not saying they're dentures.
No.
I'm saying that they've had a little help.
100%.
So I have magically.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd be happy if I called them unicorn teeth.
That I would be.
Instead of horse teeth.
Because, you know, unicorns are like special
magical.
And mythical and
yeah.
magical.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't see them very often.
Yeah.
But now you do see them quite often
yeah.
because it is like the reward for getting over 55.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? We're going to have perfect teeth now. I'm 55 years old. And I'm starting to get to the point where I'm going, you know, I'm looking around the corner of my life and the horse teeth, the unicorn teeth are right around the corner because I'm looking at my smile and I have a nice smile, but I have
a
darker tooth, not a black tooth, just a slightly darker tooth. And it's not even darker.
And how did it happen?
Okay. Here's how it happened. My brother.
Hello, Greg. Hello,
I believe Greg. This happened is somehow, this is not the time when I was trying to, because he's always been better at me and, you know, in
everything.
Lots of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Was this when he hit you with his golf club?
Yeah, I was behind. No, this was not that.
That's when you got hit.
That's
in your
when
head.
I lost 10 IQ points. Yeah, when I was watching him how to hit a golf club. And he's like, and I chose to stand right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him swing up and I went back. I'm like, oh, there it goes. Thinking I missed that. And then, boom, hit me in the other head. And I'm like, and I just thought to myself, well, that hurt.
Yeah.
And I remember just running into the house going, this was.
Mama.
This was the most painful. I don't think you were around.
No, I don't think so either.
No, a lot of the things that happened wrong with me, you were with Dad traveling the country in the
because
semi.
Because if I would have been there, it wouldn't have happened. You
no,
know that for a fact.
It wouldn't have happened. I would have been hanging out with you, my best bud. Instead, I was hanging out with my second best bud, my brother. And he wanted to show me how to play golf. And this is what happened. I got hit in the head of the golf club. But I think we were playing something and when I was young and I hit my teeth on his head or something.
Uh-huh. Was it that whammo thing? Remember that pole you stuck in
yes.
the ground?
Yes.
And the ball goes around. You
that
hit a
cool.
paddle. I love that game.
That was a great game.
What was that called?
I don't know.
They should
but
make that game
No, to
again.
Parents and grandparents,
yeah.
that's an effing lovely fun
yeah,
game.
That's a good
and,
game.
And, you know, find those around the world.
And you know
playing.
What? It doesn't cost like $199.
Also, it's not as brutal as dodgeball, per se.
Yeah.
But then you have to have a metal pole somewhere or something. You have to get something sticking up. And, you know, but that was fun. So then, but that's what happened. And then it died slightly. I had a root canal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it doesn't have the luster
mm-hmm.
of my other front tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't notice it. But once in a while in pictures, I'm going, oh, it just looks a little bit different. And then I get embarrassed and ashamed. And I'm going, horse
yeah.
teeth are right around the corner for me, baby.
Or just one horse tooth.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what I want to pay for. If I want to pay for the good stuff, they're going to give me two matching horse teeth. So my front looks nice. But then you're going to go, oh, she has horse teeth.
Well, when you reach a certain age, like I just had my teeth cleaned last month.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's cleaning everything. She goes, oh, nice investment.
Yeah. F you, bitch.
Yeah, really. Now it's like, oh, nice teeth. No, nice investment.
They're not your teeth. They're your investment.
Yeah.
Well, what am I investing in? They're not giving me, I mean, we're all about appreciate the appreciation. Are your teeth appreciating?
I don't know. As an investment. Yeah, exactly.
Or no matter what, it's like a car. You put money into a car and then it just starts appreciating
As soon as it comes out of the showroom.
Exactly.
My mouth is like it's got a 20%. Clock. Yeah. It's got a clock on it.
It's got a clock to the next appreciation.
I was just thinking about my last time I went to the dentist, mm-hmm. and I had this on my lower left side. I had a bridge put in. You know, and at the end of it, he goes, well, you know, that your bridge is done and mm-hmm. and everything. And it was expensive. I can't even remember how much. Yeah. But he looked at me and he said, you know, this bridge should last, you know, 15, 20 years. And then he winked. Hey, it's like this might be your last bridge you need.
This might be the last bridge you need.
I felt like I should be insulted.
You should be insulted.
Yeah.
Did you not tell him that you believe you should live to be 120? You know, you're like, no, I didn't tell him that.
Because, yeah, this bridge should last another 15, 20 years.
And are you trying to tell me, doctor, that you'll be my dentist still in 20 years? I think not.
Yeah.
You non-insurance taking dentist.
Yeah. Damn him.
I know. I feel bad about missing. I do miss him. He was a good dentist overall.
I liked him. But, and he had this, he had this vision. He had all his dental seats around this huge, and I'm not kidding you, huge fountain. That made a loud noise.
Yeah.
So it was just like shh, you know, and so you couldn't hear the drilling.
Yeah.
And then they had the like little TVs above you, and you actually could put things in your ears too. So there was no way you could hear any sound.
Nice.
Whereas this dentist that takes insurance, everything is like.
Well, the only nice thing about this dentist is that TV in the ceiling. That's kind of nice.
Except that I do not like to be prone.
No. You don't.
If I could get my teeth done on my side or in the fetal position, that'd make me very happy.
The fetal position.
Please.
Wrapped up. Please, Lord. I could just, I wish they could just prescribe me a couple of tranks before I go in.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Take the edge off.
Now, the other doctor would do that.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
This guy doesn't. He's what do you need? I'm going to shoot you up.
Yeah.
And he's like, shows you this big needle.
And she's like, I don't want to see it. Just tell me when it's going to come in, though. I need to know exactly when you're going to hit me. You know?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
I shouldn't set it up, though.
Oh, as a joke?
It's obvious. Obviously a joke.
You should just,
why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chicken.
Oh, God.
Do you get it?
I get it.
You're not the idiot.
I get it. I want to give a shout out to Greg, though.
You do?
Because he wrote a song this week, or maybe I don't know how long it takes him to write, but he wrote a real song.
That's right, a real song.
Did you think it had kind of a 90s feel or an 80s feel?
90s. Early 90s.
Early 90s.
Not
late
grunge
80s.
90s, yeah.
No. And kind of a hair band feel?
Yes.
Kind of like, I don't know, one of those directors that used to.
I would think more like Scorpion. I kind of felt like a Scorpion song,
mm-hmm.
not like. Oh, maybe not. I mean, more Southern Scorpion, like south of the border.
Wow.
Not south of the border. South of I-80.
South of I-80?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Not south of the border, but south of I-80.
But it was really good, and he put it to a Steve McQueen bullet.
Yes.
Kind of that when there's that great chase scene.
Yes.
And it was pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. And he did a little review of it. Like, he said, hey, good. This movie's good.
I like Bullet. I bet if you wanted to see it, you might be able to go to his YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
Punk Cat Films. Is that right?
I also think it's called Steering in the Snow. I don't know. Mm. Something like that. But it's a good song.
Yeah.
I think it's Punk Cat Films is the name of his YouTube channel.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. And I said to him, when we make our movie this year from 48 Hour Film,
yes.
They do have best music. Well, 48 Hour doesn't, but the 48 Hour International film,
yeah,
they have best music. And I said, man, I'm gonna if you let me, I'm gonna submit that.
Yeah,
that song is awesome. I'll base my whole damn movie around that song.
Well, that's interesting. Well, we can't wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Can't even think about what we're gonna write a movie about until 48 hours.
Till you find out.
Till you find out what your genres are.
Like ours last year was zombies.
You, the only year I really allowed to do ahead of time is, think of locations
because you need to get your permits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
I've got a couple different ideas in my head already.
I do too.
Yeah.
We have some very great locations here.
Yeah, we do.
And then it'll be in the paper. Film crew scouts locations in Ogle County.
Yeah.
And Lee County.
For the 48-hour film festival.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're like, yeah,
baby. And
then
they see our film. We're like going, oh. Oops. That's a little. My next one's going to be better.
Zits, a zombie dramedy.
Yeah.
Our Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yeah. They're both good.
Go see them, people.
They're
you
both
too.
Entertaining and both good. I just need to up my ante, which is, you know, that's what she said.
Hey, up your Annie.
Speaking of Annie.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this last week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Go to last week's podcast, people, if you want to hear the amazing miracle story of my Aunt Annie.
The miracle of Aunt Annie's golden bracelet.
Yes.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. Thank
it really
you, my
is.
Grandmother.
Has your luck been better since the golden bracelet's been back in your life?
Well,
it never really was in your life, actually.
And I never felt very lucky. Mm. I feel blessed.
Yeah.
Luck is not for people like me.
Unlike when opportunity and preparation get together.
I guess I'm lucky in that respect.
Yeah.
You know, I was lucky to have you and Dad as parents, mm-hmm. and I was lucky to have my brother as my brother.
Yeah.
You know, I've got...
He's so talented.
Yes, he is. I mean, those things I think are lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky to be in America, you mm-hmm. know, and not in Venezuela, where, you
Hell
know...
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
There's lots of different...
Well, they're turning down humanitarian aid, I hear.
Why?
Because they said the president is, he goes, Venezuelan people are not beggars. We do not need humanitarian aid. You're like, oops.
People. Is this the one that's the one that's not trying to be president, the one that is president?
He
needs to go.
Yeah.
This is why you need to have term limits. And for presidents,
mm-hmm.
we need to get them in, do their job,
get them out.
I mean, we live in Illinois. We live near Chicago, about 100 miles. I mean, I call mm-hmm. it near Chicago. When you think about...
We're in the suburbs. Or actually, the exoburbs.
Exactly. You know, eventually the suburbs will get to us.
Eventually.
But, you know, we've had some political stuff come out where aldermen in Chicago... And I talk to people... I think about Chicago as kind of like my hometown because
yeah.
we used to live in the suburbs
yeah.
and all around it. And,
yeah.
you know.
We listened to WGN,
yeah.
which is a Chicago station.
Yeah. And this idea that right now we have all this, like the aldermen are being, like one of the aldermen of Chicago, we found out has been wearing a wire for like 18 months and recording mm-hmm. people for the FBI. And you're like, ooh.
Dang, ooh. That's a gangster.
That's
OG.
Okay.
OG and the OC, or the CEO.
And one of the more long-term aldermen, Alderman Burke, he's being possibly indicted,
well,
or is indicted.
Even like 30 years ago, he was called Fast Eddie.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, we don't call the Chicago machine for nothing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this is why people shouldn't stay in politics for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody saying, you know, we're not going to get term limits, but we should have post limits. And what that meant was, and I get that, it's like, because you can have your thing, but you can't be leader of this commission mm-hmm. for 30 years.
Right.
You can't be leader of this
right.
for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, if the people of your community still vote you in, but you
right.
need to circle out,
right.
you know, circle out leadership here right. and there, because otherwise you just become too powerful.
Yeah. Otherwise, anytime somebody wants to do business with you, they got to somehow donate to your company,
yes.
your law firm, or
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
Because yeah.
if you're an alderman for 30 years, oh, and by the way, I have a thriving law I'm a thriving lawyer. Yeah. Do you have time to do your work? I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it's a part-time gig.
Law firm. Yeah.
Maybe it's a part-time gig. And it's like, then move on. Mm-hmm. But then you're just using this to build a business, mm-hmm. you know. I'd be like, yes, and you need to start shopping on my Amazon.
Yeah. Before you even come to the office, let me see how you use Amazon. Fine.
Do you use it through
here's
me?
Here's my use it through here. I saw a cute thing on Family Guy this week.
Yeah.
He and Peter and Lois are shopping for some kind of mattress. Mm-hmm. It's one of those kind that fold up and everything. Yeah. And they go, this is a great mattress. They're talking to the salesman. And he goes, now, what's this called? He goes, this is the T-8000, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Lois picks up her iPad or whatever. And he goes, oh, you're going to go order it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And she goes, hurry, Peter, there it goes. It's, we got to beat the drone home. And so it's already flying past the mattress shop.
Well, I'm wondering, though, I just don't understand mattress buying. I mean, I know they last only 7 years.
that's the point.
I guess
you
so.
Don't understand mattress buying. I don't understand it either. They're like, the millennials love, like, rolled up mattresses.
I guess, and have them delivered.
Because they're afraid to go out, millennials.
But I've also they gone have social to a anxiety. City and gone to their downtown area, or not downtown, but their shopping complex, or where strip malls are at, and literally been in an area where I can see three mattress stores. Mm-hmm. Are people buying mattresses that frequently? I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like
I
a
think
car.
The Midwest is the mattress center of America.
Is it? Yes.
Yes.
You think we'd all be princesses, you know, and, you know, like we need multiple mattresses to see if we can hide the pee underneath it. And I'm not saying P-E-A, people. I need multiple mattresses.
You promised.
Because that's my P-E-E.
You promised. You wouldn't talk about that. Man, I'm going to shame you when you get old, too.
There you go. Well, I'm already there. I'm already there. It's so funny. So at Christmas time, my little nieces decided to paint my toenails, which I was cool with. Because that's not my thing. But it's starting to finally wear off. And like, I'm to the point now, like, I kind of enjoyed having my toenails painted.
Yeah.
I think it's time to visit my nieces. Maybe for $5 I'll paint my toenails.
Sounds good.
You know, save some money.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like
it. It makes you feel a little girly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really that girly.
For me, it was really hard to get the nail polish off.
Well, because one, I have my little niece, the littlest one, she decided to be creative. So I don't have, like, adult paint on my toenails, but no. I have fun.
You have sparkly.
It's surprising.
Glitter
so, like, on my right, on my left foot, which she painted first, she painted multi-different colors. Each toe had a different color. Mm-hmm. And I said, but there's no glitter on my toenails. And you said, for every nail that has glitter, you get a wish. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh. So then she punished me. By painting my whole right foot with glitter. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get 5 wishes then.
Mm.
And my wish was that, like, my toenail polish will stay on until I see my nieces again and they can redo it. So there I got my wish.
You got your wishes.
I got my wish. Yeah.
I thought that she said something like, well, only grandma gets a wish.
Well, she did say that. Then I shamed her into giving it to me. I'm like, well, why does only grandma get a wish? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Nona. Why does Nona only get a wish? She's like, oh, gosh. Julie's not going to let this go. Julie is not going to let this. And I could just see her little brain, like, going in circles, like, mm-hmm. All right, Aunt Julie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to paint your nails with glitter so you can have your wish.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, I kind of thought she was kind of, like, saving the glitter.
She probably was.
I was like,
you know, yeah, then it. She went to town on him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there you go. I'm happy.
So what else is going on with you this week?
Nothing, really.
I had a dream.
You did.
Would you like me to hear,
sure.
my dream? It's not much, but it was one of those dreams that are so vivid and so real. It didn't last long, but I was walking into this theater, and it's called the Majestic Theater.
Yeah.
And it was like the one I had when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And it had, like, big chandeliers and, like, velvet curtains. And it was just really ornate.
Mm-hmm.
And it had interesting lighting. And I walked in, there was nobody there but one man, and on the left-hand side, because there was like two aisles, like a big one on the left and one on the right, and the major kind of thing. So on the left-hand side, I saw this man, and he was sitting toward the back, and he had one leg up on the other chair in front of him. Mm-hmm. And I walked down the aisle, and I look, it's Adam Carolla.
Hey.
And I'm like, oh, my God. It's just me and Adam here in this big theater. Guess what I'm going to do? Mm-mm. I'm going to slip him
a copy
a copy of Our My Life Tongue with a Girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I like it.
And I just said, oh, Adam, you know, I want you to hear a podcast we did. And he went, oh, my. He was like real crazy.
No, yeah. Not this.
And I go, just do it.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed. So I didn't hear from him. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe, you know, but I was listening to him. And then every day for a week, he would play an excerpt from our show.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. And that's the
dream. And when you woke up, did you wake up happy?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you are a part of your dream.
Yeah.
So in some ways, you are the parent or the mentor that doesn't know he's your mentor.
Yeah.
You are that wise old self.
I am loving Adam Carolla. I love him, even though he is like got the toughest skin.
Yeah.
And people, he's like my Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
All last year, we studied Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
He was phenomenal. What was the name of the book?
12 Simple Rules for Life, or 12 Rules for Living Life. Order Out of Chaos, something like that.
Yeah. But we love this guy. And his reputation is as like this crazy, ultra conservative, hating
Jordan,
women.
Yeah.
And
we had no idea where this was coming from.
Yeah. We don't
know. We had
And one time we heard Dan Savage just like rail him.
Yeah.
And then I said, has he even read him? And he goes, Savage. And then
admitted.
I've never read him, but I've heard people
talk about
I won't even.
I will just criticize him.
I will not read
him. And not comment about it. And comment about it, but not pick up a book. And then I go, oh.
But Adam Carolla then is kind of like this year's Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Because he gets a lot of flack for being like a right wing something or other. And I don't find that at all.
No.
I mean,
he just doesn't care. He's like, take care of your family.
He's like, take care of your family, people.
Yeah. Get a job, feed your family, take care of your family, try and clean up your shit.
Enjoy your
life.
And
move your life, improve.
Yeah.
He's all about improvement.
Take care of your kids.
Yeah, and you're like, when did this become?
When was this like anti? I don't know.
When not having a real political slant mean that you're conservative?
Yeah,
or Republican?
Yeah, David
or
Alan
right
Greer,
wing.
Who we used to be fun with him, right?
Yeah.
Said I won't go on his show anymore.
You heard him on Howard Stern, yeah?
I heard David Alan Greer on Howard Stern. He said, I won't go on Adam Carolla's show anymore because he's a right-wing troll.
A right-wing troll, which is
I'm
a
like,
big word.
I have no idea what a right-wing troll is.
Yeah.
But my Adam's not that.
No. And so no, you're Jordan Peterson.
I have no idea what the world's coming to.
And then
I really don't know what the world's coming to.
And then you go, listen, I am like one of the most progressive people I know. And I wonder if people would think I'm a right-wing troll.
Yeah.
Because I just don't care enough. Like I don't see the world in like for me, mostly I feel like Tony Robbins feels.
Yes, Julie.
That we all want the same thing.
Right.
But we want it from different angles.
Right.
You know, we want safety, and some people want it for gun control.
Yeah.
And some people want it for everybody having a gun.
Right. We want protection.
We want protection.
Like women want to be protected and men want to be respected.
Yeah. Mic drop.
I mean, listen, I will watch a Christian show.
Yeah.
I don't mind. In fact, I heard one preacher this week, he was saying like, oh, you know, who knows what people are getting married these days?
Yeah.
They'll marry anything anymore. Mm. What happened to good old men and women just getting married? And he goes, I heard somebody marry a TV antenna.
Oh, man.
And he was like, oh, my God, the wedding was horrible, but the reception was great. Can I do mic drop now?
Yeah, mic drop.
Mic drop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Did I had to go a long way for that joke, though.
You did.
From Jordan did. To Adam to the dream.
This American Life had its 666th episode.
Ooh.
So they had one
did
about
somebody
Satan.
Tell Zach? Zach, was it Zach Baggins from Ghost Adventures?
Exactly. Which I love because, okay, now I got my head spinning in my circles and it's really quite painful. So I need to spew it out really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
In regards to Zach Baggins, which we love on Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Adventures,
excuse me. If you feel.
They're not hunting ghosts.
If you have goosebumps.
Right.
Or a chill, it's a spirit or a demon or something supernatural.
Right.
But it's not. It's usually malevolent.
It's usually malevolent.
Now, this preacher dude who I was listening to, he goes, you know when the Holy Spirit's right there working with you because you got those goosebumps and the Holy Spirit's right there. That's when you know. And I'm like, okay, don't talk to Zach.
Uh-oh.
And you just go, it's the same stuff, different story, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so I say see the cup half full.
Yeah.
You get goosebumps. You could say
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Holy Spirit. Yes, we just got through the deep freeze, -25-degree weather, but I call it the Holy Spirit. It's not. It could be cold. You could just be cold.
Oh, I see.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't really explaining that.
Yeah, you could just
I'm
be cold.
I'm seeing your expression like, where is she going with
I'm
this?
I'm trying, girl. I'm trying to catch up with you.
And now I don't know what I was talking about the first time. Oh, 666.
Right.
And so it was an interesting episode. I would recommend people listening to it because the first
it's on
thing,
This American Life?
Yeah, This American Life. It was like 2 weekends ago. Mm-hmm. The first one was this one atheist put up this hotline because he was so upset with this one preacher dude who had a prayer hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, leave your prayer, leave what you wanted us to pray for and we'll pray for you. And he was in his atheist comeuppance, like, oh, mm-hmm. I just hate those Christians having those prayer lines. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put up a Satan prayer line. So he, put some money in and like advertised it somewhere. Hey, mm-hmm. you want Satan to deal with some problems?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And so people would call up and leave messages.
And so they actually played his,
they
some
played
of
them.
Some of the Satan
yes.
prayer line.
And like some of them were like, hey, please put a hex on all of my enemies. And then they go, hail. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, and they had to say that at the very end.
At the very end.
Yeah.
I refuse to say it.
Say Santa.
Santa. Hail Santa. Yes, thank you. And
what's a little N between friends?
Exactly. they both will give you stuff, right? Except Santa only gives them once a year.
Yeah, yeah, dang it.
They're both dress and run, supposedly.
Yeah.
I was going to go someplace further with that, but just in case the kids, can't. But anyway, and then some would say like, oh, this guy really harmed me. I put a hex on them and then hail Santa. And then finally this little 16-year-old girl calls up saying, I might be pregnant. I really can't have a baby right now. I'm still in school. Santa, if you could just make it die inside of me and let me not be pregnant anymore, I would really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hail Santa.
Because I tried the other one. But,
I tried
but
God.
They like
they're
us
all
being
four
pregnant.
Lives. They're like all four babies. Yeah. And so what you realize, and this one called up, and they were talking about, because they go, This American Life, Ira Glass, I think his name was. He goes,
is he still around?
Yeah. Oh. There really are things you really can't go to Jesus for or God for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't put a hex on somebody because he's all about forgiveness.
Right.
Like, hey, you're not perfect either.
Right.
Let's, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But Santa,
Yeah.
Hey, put him on your coal list, Santa.
Right. Well, like Zach, when they try to summon up demons, whenever they go to like old prisons or something like that, he now brings a demonologist along, or actually somebody that does conjure up demons.
Right.
They'll do it with a Ouija board and stuff. And see, the thing is, which I find interesting is that they don't just, I kind of always missed this, but they kind of wanted to summon up a demon. They want to.
Right.
And the reason is after you summon up a demon, he'll do your bidding.
No.
Yeah. Because I just thought it was like, oh, cool, we summoned up, Santa.
Oh, they have an ulterior motive.
Yeah, they go, no, we summoned up Santa. And then, hey, now that you're here.
What's the lottery numbers?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
I think it's something
put
like that.
Put a hex on this guy.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Can you make me number one in cable this year?
Can you get me on podcast one with Adam Carolla?
Hail Santa.
Can you get us some sponsors?
Exactly.
Hail Santa.
You know, it was interesting because the next episode, next thing they're talking about in this episode, it was several different vignettes like they about Santa. And this one was they were interviewing who was Penthouse? The Italian guy, what's his name?
Guccione,
his son.
Yeah.
So Guccione Jr.
Yeah. And he still had, no, what
does
he do?
He had a magazine called Slate? No.
Slut?
No, his magazine was not Penthouse. It was a music magazine.
Oh, okay.
I can't even name it right now.
Got it. Okay.
I want to say Slate, but that's not it. But anyway, he was listening to this one preacher dude.
Guccione was?
Yeah, the junior. Guccione Jr. was listening to the preacher dude on TV, and he was just attacking his dad or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and he calls up, and he's like, you know what? You need to knock this stuff off. And because Guccione Jr. said, my dad always said, you have to debate it when you see it. You have to get to it in its face, and you have to, you know, call it down, because mm-hmm. you are not evil. Mm-hmm. And so this preacher dude, who I can't remember his name, invited Guccione Jr. on his TV, and they became really good friends. And they would be debating religion, and the preacher dude would want Junior to go into and have an exorcism all the time. He's like, let me exorcise you. Let me get the demon out of you. He goes, I don't have a demon inside me. What is wrong with you? But he said it was great because he knew it was a show. It was heightened for the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And during the commercial break, the preacher guy was like, hey, where do you want to have dinner at?
And
now they had
this
really a lifetime long thing. And he said,
that's so cute.
And so Guccione Jr. said, you know what? I'm tired of you criticizing music for being the devil's work. Mm-hmm. You need to go. And remember Slayer? Slayer was this huge devil band.
Yeah.
Real heavy duty rock.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you need to go on tour with them. And I know the guys. Junior goes, I know the guys. I'll get you to go on tour with them.
The preacher would go on tour with Slayer?
So he took some time off.
Yeah.
And he went on tour.
No,
and the preacher
that is
was
so
going
cool.
like, I know. He goes, he got in the frame of mind like, I'm going to get myself spiritual warrior, mm-hmm. warrior
right.
outfit on.
Right.
I'm sure I will have to perform an exorcism.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The devil is probably there all the time.
Yeah. 24/7.
24/7. And he went on tour, like with the bus everywhere. Mm-hmm. And basically.
You mean the cannabis?
Yeah. The guy was that. He goes, what do you think of it? He goes, literally, these guys are just bored out of their minds and mostly high. I mean, they didn't speak of the devil. They didn't do this. They mm-hmm. weren't. They liked. They were very artistic. Mm-hmm. Liked music a lot. Mm-hmm. But what I realize is that they didn't think they were worshiping the devil, but their followers felt
that they were.
They were, and so they had that heightened awareness.
Wow, kind of like when I went on tour with Kiss.
Yes. And yeah, listen,
and I'm telling you that Gene, though, and his tongue, it reminded me a little bit of
Santa?
A snake.
Oh, snake. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say about the tongue? It's the same length as everything else. I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that either. You have no proof of that either. But anyway, so talking about Slayer and this preacher dude, and Ira Glass goes, well, was the devil there? I think it was Ira Glass doing the interview. Mm-hmm. He goes, was the devil there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find the devil?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, the devil was there. He was all over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because you're not, you don't believe the devil's there.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's not there.
It doesn't mean that you're doing his bidding.
Got it.
You're still doing his bidding because what you're attracting is people who want to follow the devil.
Right.
And so he's there. You just don't know he's there, and you don't believe he's there.
You're just being manipulated.
By the devil.
You're
by
dupe.
Santa.
Wow.
But it was interesting because he goes, and like there's pictures of him, the preacher dude with Slayer, and it's just like a big family picture. Because by this time, he goes, what I felt was like these kids were just bored
mm-hmm.
and high most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and they would just go perform, get in their bus, get driven someplace else,
mm-hmm.
get high, perform.
See, here's the thing, though. That is kind of cute and funny, but there are people out there that at some point have messed with a Ouija board and have done drugs.
Yes.
And at the same time, some open some kind of portal up.
Right.
And at the end, somehow by invitation,
yes,
invited this negative,
yeah,
opposing, malevolent maybe energy that is going to follow them around.
Yes.
Until it is cleared. Now, I don't, I want to just say that.
I don't
mean to scare anybody.
Well, no, you're a psychopomp, and you're a lot, you have a different, a deeper understanding than I have. And so you'll experience things at a different level, because since I don't have that experience, it doesn't affect me.
Right.
You know, like Zach. He sees spirits and demons everywhere.
Like we see, I see jokes, people.
Yeah, I just need a jacket. You know, I just truly need a jacket. But if I went all in,
yeah,
and I took a course, mm-hmm, in like how to experience and how to fully, mm-hmm, experience the supernatural, mm-hmm, and then I start seeing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the red car syndrome.
100%.
We have a red Kia now.
Yeah.
And all you see are Venetian red Kias everywhere.
Yeah. It's not just red. It's Venetian red.
That's why I said Venetian red.
Yeah.
Venetian
red. You said red first.
I did. And then I corrected myself.
Thank you.
How dare I say red?
How dare you say red?
It's not Mazda red. It's Venetian red Kia. Right.
Thank you.
And so forth. And so that's, you know, that's kind of.
I love Kias. Kias.
Yeah.
Kia's like, you know, they're the Kia. It's a Kia.
Yeah, it's a Kia. What do you, there's nothing more you need to know.
Kia.
It's a Kia.
It's a Kia.
There, I did see a new commercial, and it's for a Kia, and it really.
I saw it too.
Oh, did you?
It's the Kia Telluride?
Yes.
I know.
And I'm thinking, wow.
That's like, you know, like the Kia Calabasas.
Yeah.
Or the Kia Beverly Hills.
Yeah, exactly. The Mercedes of Kias. This is the Mercedes of Kias. He should just say it. They should just come out and say it.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know how like, Fiat and.
Alfa Romeo?
No, a Fiat is owned by GMC or Chrysler. Chrysler,
yeah,
Fiat.
Daimler, yeah.
Chrysler Fiat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think Infiniti is owned by like Honda or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I wonder what Kia's upscale car is.
Uh huh.
You know,
interesting.
I'm just curious. I have no idea.
Kia.
It's
a Kia.
It's a Kia.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, this program is brought to you by Kia. It's a Kia, people.
It's a Kia. And now we're going to have an upscale. It's a Kia.
Yeah.
We love our Kias.
We do. It's like a third one.
Yeah, we just like love them. Yeah. They like go 300,000 miles, and you're just like, hey,
yeah, you can do anything you want to them.
You can. So, so one more thing about the 666 episode.
Yeah,
and congratulations. I would have thought they would have had a lot more than that, a lot more episodes than 666 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it's funny when people talk about. Adam Carolla was referencing not the 666 episode, mm-hmm. but he was referencing This American Life. And
see, he listens to us.
I know he does.
And not only that, but yesterday he was talking about Marie Kondo.
Yes.
He was talking about the Kondo method, tidying up. I'm like, we just talked about that last week.
I know.
Come on, Adam. We did it first. You're listening to us.
For sure. But he mentioned the one episode that I remember a lot.
At least he could play excerpts from us.
And it's the episode where this guy, he had a bull. And he loved his bull so much. This bull was the sweetest thing. And he would take his bull to different events. And everybody loved this bull. And the bull dies. But he had saved some of his genetic makeup. And so he had his bull cloned. Except that this bull, when he got it, had no personality like his old bull.
Aww.
It was like creepy and mean.
Ooh.
And like he would, like literally he was, what do you call it when the horns go through you?
Gore?
Yes. He was in the hospital.
Gored?
Yes. He was in the hospital a couple times by his bull. And it just made me feel so sad because.
Me too.
Because this guy, and then Adam referenced that episode. But it's one of the episodes I remember because this man has such a sweet soul. And he loved his bull so much
yeah.
that he wanted it back. And then it's like,
Get what you pay for.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's, you know, he thought it was nurture and nature. Mm-hmm. Because I know I'm going to get the same bull because I'm the same person. Mm-hmm. But somehow in the mixing of the DNA or mm-hmm. something, this bull was not having mm-hmm. it.
His egg got scrambled a little too much.
And my feeling is, what if through reincarnation, mm-hmm. his first bull was more higher up the charts. Mm-hmm. Like he had been around a few more, yes. more lifetimes. Yes. He had less bull nature and more compassion nature, mm-hmm. where this clone,
yeah.
or maybe in cloning, the soul is absent.
You know,
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm just guessing.
Have we ever cloned a person? I think we have, right?
Yes.
Because I remember seeing her on TV.
And they're not like exactly cloned. I don't know.
She's like 40 now or something.
Yeah, they have cloned. Is she soulless? Is she,
no. Oh, good. She seems nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because like soulless.
are her eyes black? Black is her soul because she has none.
We call her Mrs. Santa.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what went down? Okay. One last thing about this episode on
This American Life.
Yes, I think that at the end, I hope to God I'm not mixing up where I heard this. It was a study. It like was this woman care, who wrote Julie. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care one bit. This woman was talking about how she did her thesis or doctoral dissertation on she was a very religious person and did it on Revelations. Mm-hmm. And John, who wrote Revelations, mm-hmm. and she was just shocked. And Satan. She did it on Satan. Santa. She's on Santa. mm-hmm. And she was just shocked that, first off, Santa is not mentioned at all in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. What is mentioned is this opposing Santa. It's a different in Greek or in Hebrew, in the original Hebrew language. It's spelled like Santa slightly, mm-hmm. but it just means opposing energy. Mm-hmm. That's all it means. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Opposing energy.
Yeah.
Something to work with.
Yeah.
You know.
Something to push up against yeah. to make you stronger.
Exactly.
What does not oppose you makes you stronger.
Yes, exactly. Or something like that. What does oppose you makes you stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's exactly right. Yeah. And only later do we have Santa come into play with that exact word mm-hmm. because believers couldn't figure out, well, how could people behave so poorly and bad
mm-hmm. unless if there wasn't
this demon-like creature yeah. coming in and demons taking yeah. over and all this stuff,
yeah.
doing their bidding.
So they actually took that energy and cloaked it in.
An actual human representation.
Red eyes and tail. And
then she also talked about how Revelations, we really misinterpret it. Like there really is no 666. There is 666 in that part.
Right.
But if you look about when it was written,
right.
600 years after Christ, and that during that time, the Roman Empire was really brutal mm-hmm. and kicking butt and just being creepy, mm-hmm. that there's references to that in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, well, that makes sense. Because
well, I remember, too, that they said they couldn't, during that time, you really couldn't say the words.
You couldn't say the words.
Everything was kind of done in code.
You had to say things in code.
And so the number of the beast,
yes.
which is what they were, was 666, and
yeah.
that represented Heraclitus or something. Yes. I don't know, you know.
That's not what I'm calling it.
Yeah. and it got a bad rash.
It got a bad rash. That's not right.
Took some steroids.
But it was interesting because I heard that. I'm going, well, that makes sense. And then I was listening to a preacher dude, and he was all in Revelations and like taking it, reading it literally. And be prepared, people. Literally, this is going to happen. And I'm like, well, I'm not nearly as afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting this go right now. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I don't need it literally. Be afraid of
literally
this.
People
literally you know I have my 20 years of food downstairs in the basement in case you know
literally
shit goes down
literally happens
yeah literally happens but I don't have to be so afraid.
You should take your 20 years of food in the basement and ship it to Venezuela.
I would if I could. Can we ship them food? I mean
no, because they're not letting humanitarian aid in.
But what about Amazon? Can Amazon still?
They can take a drone.
Can they? Are they still delivering? Do they still have Prime down there in Venezuela?
Yeah.
Speaking of, I will send them my Amazon card.
You just sent me some. You just said a word for me that now I'm happy about.
Ah.
You said the word Prime.
Oh, okay.
You know why, don't
no.
you?
No.
Four letters. R-O-K-U.
Roku.
I get to see Prime. I get to see
Prime
the marvelous Miss Maisel.
On TV.
Yeah.
Well,
beautiful,
it's interesting.
Picture as well.
We broke down because we've been so disappointed with our
so
dish.
So disappointed.
Can't getting Netflix when we want it. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be able to see things when I want to see it.
Yeah.
Let's get the Roku stick and see what happens.
Yeah. And what happened, girlfriend?
Netflix came out like this.
Yeah. Oh, it's a whole new
world. It's a whole
world.
New game. And we're almost to the point of getting rid of Dish.
Yeah.
But
we're going to cut the cable.
We're just not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. We got to try Sling, because the one thing that you do once in a while, when we watch TV, we want to watch it sometimes passively,
mm-hmm.
and channel flip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to figure out, is it possible to flip channels?
Mm-hmm.
We miss it too much? Do we get that kind of, you know, $100 a month
joy
out of Dish?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
We'll have to see.
You know, when you break it down to that, it is difficult because we have a doggy, Elliot, who we took to the vet again. Once a month, he costs us how much, Julie?
He's a $200 a month dog.
He's a $200 a month dog. He's a car payment. Not a great car payment.
No.
But like a Mazda, like you said.
Not Mazda. Used Mazda.
A used Mazda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used Mazda, used Kia, a 10-year-old car. But still, nonetheless.
A vehicle transportation.
A 5-year-old car, yeah.
So we make sure every single day, especially Julie, that we extract $200 of love from him.
It ends up about being like $12 a day.
Yeah.
I charge him $12 a day for this love. And he can get a little more expensive if he has an ear infection.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, but $12 a day. And I'm like, I extract that love and I enjoy it. And mm-hmm. it makes me feel good to know that, hey, you're worth it, kiddo. We've got this agreement. You will lay on your back and let me pet your belly, mm-hmm. and you like look all cute for me,
mm-hmm.
and I will then get you your special medicine,
your special dog food. Oh my god,
your special, you know, everything special,
like
you're a special dog.
He's so special. Like we had the Provecto, we had to give him, which is like once every 3 months
yeah.
or something, and he can tell because he only has special dog food he can eat. Everything else, his skin just breaks out horribly.
Yes,
and so he likes this, but if you put it in his food. And it's just even a slightly big, he somehow knows it's different.
Yeah.
And he'll leave those
everything
pieces.
Around. And it's the exact same color.
Yeah.
The exact same color.
But he'll leave those pieces that have the Provecto in it.
And I just tell him, I say, you're going to get that again. Mm-hmm. Literally, I'm going to keep putting this in your food and hiding it and in your food until you eat every last bite of this food.
Yeah. And then he did what? And he did. He came in the room and he was like, ugh.
Yeah, faking throwing up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you son of a gun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, doggy.
But it's interesting to look at an animal.
Yes.
Like Dad goes, I'm glad he's an animal and not a purse dog. Because,
yes.
you know, he
sees purse dogs are not animals.
Well, he sees a lot of dogs on the road. And they're,
yes.
they're usually purse dogs.
Yes. Not on the road, literally. In the semi.
Yeah.
In a semi.
Well, he's at a truck stop.
And they're a variety.
See, yeah.
There's some of them are purse dogs, those little tiny ones. And some of them can be bigger. And you just go, really? A little big for a dog, for a little big dog for a truck or a semi. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they can handle it, you know,
yeah.
but you're a little older.
Yeah, but Dad goes, so I have an animal. You know, that cost me $200 a month. And he, too, wants to extract the... And you have said today that you're thinking about when you go in the semi, you're going to take him along. The
I may try to take him along.
Yeah.
I know that...
I can tell you that I would be happy for one person.
I know.
Because sometimes when Julie comes back, I'm like, you know, if I see that dog one more moment... He's on my last nerve.
He's on my last nerve. What you tell me is I never get a break from this dog.
I say it just like that.
Oh, you do. You
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you can, mother, but you feel guilty and you take him with you. You could leave him home. You don't have to take, you could take him, you don't yeah. have to take him with you.
I always have this fear, though, that the house will catch fire and
yeah.
he's in his crate and just,
yeah.
it just makes me feel sad.
Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Now, he doesn't have to be in his crate.
Oh, yes, he does.
And the reason why he has to be in his crate, only because I'm afraid he's going to break a window.
Yeah.
We'll be gone. He'll see the squirrel.
Yeah.
the damn squirrel that has been taunting him,
tormenting him,
will come and go, oh, you're alone.
You're alone, and you're all by yourself, and here I am.
Here I am, free.
I can do anything.
And also, I figured out a way to get into your house.
Hmm, really?
Well, he can. He gets on the roof.
I do not want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you don't. Don't hear it. Don't hear it. And I'm going to mess with you. I'm going to stand outside your window and just taunt you.
That's right.
And then Elliot, because he's dumb, not very thick skin,
no,
lets him get underneath the skin.
Yeah.
And so then there's just this horrible, or then sometimes a deer come. There's, and then the bunny.
Yeah.
And then the cardinals.
And then he goes from one room to another, and he comes running in, and it's like this, like, don't you know?
Do you not know?
You not know what's out in our yard? Yeah. Please.
It reminds me of this one commercial. It's a car commercial. This the girl has to go home. Guy has to take her on a plane, you know, drop her at the airport. And the girl goes, what if I miss my plane? And he's like, what if I drove you home? First of all, I don't know why they're dating and why she lives out of town. Mm-hmm. So they end up taking a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the car, but there's one scene that drives me up the fucking wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this. By the way, I apologize for swearing slightly because we promised ourselves.
We promised ourselves we're going to just clean it up just like a
just
little.
Just in case somebody wants to play this on a real radio.
Just a tick. We're trying to clean it up just
a little bit.
A
little bit.
Yeah. Just and Adam, do you hear us?
Yeah. And then I'm watching this commercial, and there's one scene. They've pulled off to a side road, and they're sitting down, and they're witnessing a deer. And it's this spiritual moment of them sitting in a distance, a deer, and the deer looks at them. And,
mm-hmm.
and they, for this brief moment, they have this connection, and the deer frollies off and mm-hmm. so forth. And
frollies off.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something. And I go, really?
I like the way you just made that word up.
Oh, frolic off. Yeah. That's it.
Like,
I go, really? I go, just come to my house.
Yeah.
Just, I go, you cannot drive from the gate of our complex
right.
to our home without seeing 4 to 10 deer.
Oh, easy. And that's like, then you have to stop and have 4 to 10 spiritual moments.
Yes. And then sometimes you take your dog out for a walk and you realize that your dog is rolling in the excretion of that spiritual moment. And you're just going,
no,
I'm done with the deer. Yeah.
Sometimes he not only rolls in it, but he may take a little bite for himself.
Oh, yeah. And then I try to remember from the time I get.
And you have an 8-second rule. You can't kiss me.
Yeah. No, yeah. Please don't give the dog an hour before you kiss him. Yeah. And you're like, oh, no. Yeah. I go, yeah, I'm not 100% sure what it was. Some poo.
Yeah.
Look like pellets. Yeah. Could be deer poo. Give it an hour, hour and a half before your mouth touches his mouth.
One time I had just finished eating, but I left a pickle on my plate because Elliot had licked it.
Oh, my God. And if you tell me that I ate this pickle after he licked it, I'm going to be so upset with you.
Daddy did.
Oh, okay. Tell the whole story then. Go ahead. Tell the whole
story. That was the story. I was like, and Dad took the plate, and I look at him. He's leaving the room, and he's got the pickle in his mouth. I go, is that my pickle? And he goes, mm-hmm. Yeah. I go, why? No reason. I'm not going to tell you. And then he looked at me and went, Elliot, yeah.
He's not a pickle liker.
Yeah.
He's a pickle licker.
You pickle licker.
But not a pickle eater.
Yeah, pickle liker.
He doesn't like. He licks the pickles without liking the pickles.
That's right, yeah. And I think that, you know, instead of saying Hail Santa, you might, you pickle licker.
You pickle licker.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've been known to lick some pickles in my day. I mean,
you know what? Not all guys are cucumbers. A lot of times they're just pickles. I don't know. They're not
plant.
Fresh and hard. They're soft and sour.
Yeah. I like the dillies.
Do you? Is that what you like?
Yeah, that's a dilly.
Dilly, dilly, dilly. Dilly, dilly. Oh, P.S. One more thing about, we only got about a minute left. I saw the Super Bowl, didn't really connect with it, took a nap during it, went actually at a party. I actually fell asleep at the party.
I understand.
Anyway, talking about the commercials, I didn't connect with any of them, but didn't the game was that great, except that hearing them later on, people talking about it, there was one beer commercial saying, we don't put high fructose, we don't put corn syrup in our beer.
Yeah.
Or no corn syrup is made, is used in the process of making our beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, didn't know that was an issue.
You know, Dad's like totally, Dad was totally freaked out now.
Yeah, he should
be. And he's like, he's looking at the ingredients of his beer. He goes, oh, thank God. No high fructose corn syrup.
Well, what's really weird is that
I think it's like, it's like, here's your beer. Yeah, and there's no chocolate sauce in your beer. What? Let's get more beer.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is I was seeing this one, you know, literally the world is a big, you can get your opinion from anything, right? So I was listening to this one, probably a Farm Bureau show. I'm not 100% sure. But they just said, this is the worst commercial ever. And sugar is sugar. And whether it's corn sugar or this kind of sugar or high fructose corn sugar, it's all the same sugar. And I'm like,
you're just lying to me. Pants on fire.
Fructose is not broken down. Metabolized the same way
exactly
as glucose.
Right.
Do not tell me that.
Yeah.
You're lying in my face, but that's okay.
I tell you what, that's a lie, and that's a lie of Satan.
It's a lie of Santa. Santa's telling me I'm on the good list when I'm really on the bad
list. Right.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
It was great.
It was great. I should do this song. Do, 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 do.
Is that from Stryker?
Yes.
Our Queen?
Oh, Slayer. Slayer is more like this.
Did I say Queen or did I say Kiss? Because I wanted to say Kiss.
You said Kiss.
Okay, good.
Was the show great?
It was great.
It was great.